USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI is looking into pardons issued by former Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, including clemency given to a murderer and a child rapist. The Louisville Courier-Journal, citing two sources familiar with the matter, reported that an FBI agent had spoken with Kentucky State Representative Chris Harris about a criminal investigation into the pardons. Bevin, who lost his re-election bid last month, has come under fire in recent weeks, having issued more than 600 pardons and sentence reductions since the November 5th election. China will lower tariffs on products ranging from frozen pork to avocado to some types of semiconductors next year, according to the finance ministry, as Beijing looks to boost imports amid a slowing economy and the trade war with the United States. The tariffs for some asthma and diabetes medications will be set at zero, said the ministry, while duties on some wood and paper products will be lowered as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Arrival of another invasive species is bad news for honeybees. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
It's the first time this enemy of the honeybee has been spotted in the United States. Agricultural officials in Washington State have issued a pest alert and a warning about a possible infestation of the Asian giant hornet. The Asian giant hornet, with its yellow head, can be nearly 2 inches long, with a wingspan of 3 inches and a stinger that's about 6 millimeters long. The hornets feed on honeybees and can quickly destroy an entire hive. It's presumed these hornets were probably stowaways on a ship that crossed the Pacific. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And if jolly old St. Nick hasn't made it to your neighborhood, remember, you can track Santa through the North American Aerospace Defense Command as they're tracking him as he makes his Christmas Eve journey across the globe at NORADSanta.org. This is USARadio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Sick and tired of electronic robocalls? Congress may have the solution. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Senate approved a bill to crack down on robocalls, sending to President Trump a measure meant to combat a persistent and costly problem for Americans. The bill, which the president is expected to sign, would stiffen enforcement and require that phone companies offer free consumer tools to identify and block scam calls. It also calls for tougher fines when individuals violate the law.
Robert Glenn Jr. Johnson, who won 50 NASCAR Cup Series races as a driver and 132 as an owner, and was also part of the inaugural class inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010, has died at age 88. He had been reportedly in declining health and entered hospice care earlier this week. A native of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Johnson, whose origins were in bootlegging moonshine, was named one of NASCAR's greatest drivers in 1968 after a 14-year career that ended in 1966 and included a win in the 1960 Daytona 500. He was immortalized as the last American hero in an Esquire magazine feature written by Tom Wolfe in 1965 and later in a 1973 movie adaptation starring Jeff Bridges. Remember that you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.